I will allow you the last word, and then I want to go on to some of the other calls. So all of the lines are bursting with.
I can imagine that.
Flashing
okay, yes,
lights.
Mike, just quickly on this, I would like you to speak to some of the narrow people that Samori introduced me to over the years, or just got me interested in. Radio Free Aaron, the comic show on Tuesday night. You can speak to Grandpa.
Come on down.
And any of a number of people. All of them I know are African are African people or what have you. And I just disagree with you, and I think you should get some further chiming in on those points. I don't.
I'll
leave you as narrow as you believe him to be.
Well,
and I'll leave on that.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you. You were on here.
Hey, Bob. It's Cheris.
Hey.
How you doing?
Yes. You're two of my favorite guys.
How you doing?
Thank you very much.
I know everybody's talking about everything, and I've got 50 things to say, but one thing I wanted to say about getting the young people or the Upper West Siders or the white people or whoever you want to get back or get in now, the whole other way to go, which I wish we had been doing all along, we'd be doing a lot better if we had, which is promotion. In other words, yes, this woman said divorce, said there's kids out there making their own media. Those are people who are already involved. But the great thing about radio that is different from the Internet, well, one is lots of kids don't have the Internet, believe it or not. You know, poor kids, they don't have it. And B, the radio you can stumble across. It's right there. You can stumble across it by mistake. And you can stumble across it by mistake if you're the poorest kid in America. It's a radio. It's free. And you can find it again easily. If you stumble across something on the Internet, you might not be able to go back and find it. Also, the radio is very intimate. It's that voice in your ear. It's very different. Even though the net exists, it really doesn't just subvert all of radio. Plus, BAI is on the net, let's remember.
Well,
so
true.
It's there. Now, in terms of getting new listeners of all kinds, the thing is that nobody knows about WBAI. I mean, I've lived in this city all my life. I've listened to the station for 30 years. Nobody knows about it. I mean, nobody in quotes, right? A very small number of people know about this station. And I know there's no money for promotion, but what I've always wished, and I've done it myself, is that listeners, and especially at this time, maybe they could be told to do so, listeners have to start doing some promotion. And you can't just say to people, oh, I love this radio station, because A, a lot of people don't listen to radio. It's not in their lifestyle. They don't understand what that means. They don't know why they would. You know, so A, you have to educate people about what radio is. Wash the dishes, listen to the radio. When you're doing X, you can listen to the radio. Actually tell people how they would listen to the radio. And the other thing is, I don't think it's useful to say, I love this station. I think it's useful to say, there's this one program, my friend, that I know you personally would be interested in. I mean, that's the thing about BAI. I mean, think about this. The comic book show, Creative Unity, the Midnight Ravers, Jay Smooth, Jeannie Hopper, Al Lewis, Golden Age of Radio. These are all things that any teenage kid or young person would be interested in.
You're saying what I've been doing for the last 30 years.
Oh, what have you been doing?
I offered each person I talked to the station for what they might like.
Exactly.
Whether it is jazz, comic strip, or Michio Kaku with the science aspect of it. Hey, I go back to the Fearful Cemetery.
Oh, yeah.
Fearful Cemetery.
Yeah.
I go back to that Lindis Farm. I go back to the time where each part of the radio had something to offer to somebody.
Right.
And I didn't talk to somebody about something that wouldn't interest them. Talk to them that you know about what would interest them. And just tell them that one program.
Right.
And if they listen to that, they may go a little earlier and hear something else they like. Or they may go a little bit later and carry it through. I don't tell them to listen to it 24/7.
Right.
I tell them to say specifically, hey, there's a cool program, blues music on Saturday.
Exactly.
Listen to that. There's another person I'll say, you know, you're interested in astronomy? Well, then here's Michio Kaku, one of the greatest scientific physicists, mathematicians around. It may be a little bit heavy for you, but since you're interested in it, try it.
That's right.
That's all you do.
If you want to hear hippie nostalgia, there's Bob Fest.
That's another thing I wanted to say, Bob.
I want to thank... Oh.
Bob, you said this briefly, but everybody should also say this to all their friends. During this last year, the media and everybody enjoyed saying, stuck in the 60s, stuck in the 60s. Oh, BAI, stuck in the 60s. It's one of Utrecht's lines. Oh, stuck in the 60s. And you're right, Bob, that is a completely manufactured idea. I used to say to people, well, what does that mean? What does that mean? Does that mean interested in running your own community? Oh, terrible. Stuck in the 60s.
Well, you know, does that mean you're interested in... Those swing clubs with those dance... You know that people come from Europe to go to these dance clubs for the swing sessions?
I just want to thank Charis for something that she did in the Harper's Index.
Oh, yeah.
You listed the number of people who had been fired or banned from WBAI
yes.
in the Harper's Index.
And also the number of cameras that had been installed to watch the rest of you.
Right.
That was fun.
Those are the ones you know about. But please remember, there's other devices that may not be seen as conspicuously.
The number of dollars that were stolen from WBAI. Perhaps
also,
that could be listed in
the... You know that Spader's got a camera in his forehead. Did anyone tell you that?
I can see it, yeah.
You gotta watch it.
I have no comment.
But thank you,
Charis. Thank you very much. Charis was the editor of the Folio in one of its last incarnations.
Yeah, now we need that.
Yeah,
we need
that.
You.
Don't we ever? Yeah, that should never.
We need you like everything.
That was the second time.
It'll be great. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
And you're on the air.
Oh, good morning, Bob, Mike, Hampton.
Is this a funeral oration?
No, this is John Stanley, right?
Yes.
John.
John.
How do you do? I got
your letters.
Yeah. Yes.
A year from now, you may subscribe and underwrite WBAI.
Now, John, this is history because the first time you ever called me, I can't cut you off.
Right.
Bob's at the board. Go ahead.
Now, two things briefly. I've now forgotten the name of the man who fired Lynn Samuels on the air. We were just talking about
John Simon at ABC.
No, here.
John Simon? Geez, I don't remember. Did he really?
No, the program director.
Johnny Skaggs?
I don't know.
You were just mentioning a few minutes ago.
Andrew Phillips.
Did
he fire her? I didn't know that.
Yes. Nobody went out and no fuss was made about that. Nobody went out in solidarity with Lynn, and he fired her, and it was for a crucial reason concerning WBAI, and that is. Because she was on another radio station.
Oh, that's right. She was on ABC.
Yes. Okay, that's one. Two, and then I'm going to hang up. Two, why is it, and this is not to make an invidious comparison with anything, but I really don't understand it. Why is it that KPFA can get 10,000 or 15,000 people in the street and we can't get more than a couple hundred? And I'll now hang up.
That's a really good question. Well, that's a complicated answer, but I'll give you one really simple, almost stupid answer real quick, is that geography plays an important part in that. From what I understand, it's a small standalone building where they have their radio station. Thus, it is very easy to picket and surround that place. Can you imagine 15,000 angry, dissident-type people surrounding 120 Wall Street, there would be the National Guard here in 2 seconds. You know, that's not the... It's pure geography, you know. But that's just a miniature answer to a very good question. That's a very good question.
Because there are tens of thousands of students, young people here in New York, Columbia, NYU, Fordham, St. John's.
Just picture them streaming down to Wall Street and imagine what would happen, right?
That would be good.
Yeah, okay,
good night.
All right, thanks for calling. Now I feel better. My life has gone in a big circle because I used to keep cutting him off, and now I feel like I'm forgiven.
So. You're on the air.
I cut myself off, but I got back on because I waited patiently to be picked up again. I can't believe that Mike Sader and Bob Bass and Bill Propp and Hampton are all on the same program at the same time, and I'm privileged to be up to hear it. And I really can't tell you how expansive I feel tonight, and listening to the voices of freedom, and
first,
not having any regrets.
Well, that's one thing, but first tell us your name and where you're calling
from. Oh, Bob knows my name.
Well, how do we know you are who you are?
How do you know who I am, who I say I am?
How do you know we are
who
we are?
It's Hugh Hamilton.
It's Hugh.
You know, I have to say that, you know,
who are you?
Yeah, but, you know, like the fact that he called up here and that he's going to play that, you know... That's really something. That impresses
now
me.
Now, listen, this is my time. He had
I'm sorry.
Time.
You go. Yeah,
don't
go
eat into my time.
All right.
It's almost 3:30, and I've been on waiting since 1:15.
Right,
okay, Mike. I wanted to say that this is like the post-traumatic syndrome feeling for me, that we have been uptight and afraid and careful about what we say, and you guys have not been able to. You've been gagging and being gagged and stifled. It's been a long siege, a year, more than a year, of not being able to say what you want to say.
I remember when you called and said that you didn't, that you were getting actually frightened.
I was sick. I was made ill physically because of my chronic fatigue and other illnesses. Listening to the stress and feeling the stress of not being sure of what we could say and what we couldn't say and what would get you guys cut off the air and banished.
Say goodbye, Claire.
It was terrifying. It was and that Svengali shit that was going on. I mean, you know, it was really an awful time. So there's going to be a healing process that has to take place.
Yes.
And we just have to take deep healing breaths. And I know that sounds like something that Schlemiel would say, but I really feel that this is not going to be easy to just take it all in one gulp. I really had a wonderful night listening to the things you've been saying, and it's also, Mike, I want to thank you for voicing some of the things that I have never been free enough and uninhibited enough to say about the racism that I felt was going on about the Jews that were banished, mm-hmm. and how I felt ostracized for so many months.
Well, I hope
it
that
was
there
a
are...
hard. It was a hard thing for me because I was kind of reliving all the childhood terrors that I lived through during the 40s and 50s when we had the Nazis and then the McCarthy era. It was just good of you to voice that and to get it out in the open. It's like a purging, and
I think
we don't have to dwell on it.
I think there are tens of thousands of listeners who feel exactly the way you do.
That's right.
And you could be subscribers too, and
that's
they've been
right.
locked out and attacked over the years and ignored and insulted.
Well,
and,
insulted,
you know,
and made to feel I don't know, put upon. There were so many horrible things said during the last year that it was unbelievable. I couldn't believe I was listening to WBAI, but now maybe that's over. The only thing I wanted to say is let's be careful that it doesn't happen again.
Never again.
Well,
and,
you know,
and that it doesn't creep in somehow from a place that we're not looking
well,
for.
Well, if you want to join one of these two organizations, we're forming
please,
a culture of blackness, COB. Culture of Whiteness, Cow. You can write in and you can get a card. We'll send
I would one. Never join anything called Cow. I'm a vegetarian.
Oh, I'm sorry. Right.
But
oh.
I wanted to also say something else, and that is that you have the most wonderful people calling in and telling you their ideas. The thing is to try to channel it in some way, to try to corral it in some
channel
way.
Channel May Brussels.
Not to let it get... filtered down and diffused.
Well, let me respond to that by telling anybody who's listening, and you too, when you come up with these ideas, is these ideas have to be sent by email, by phone call, and by letter
to
Bernard White. Channel everything, speaking of channeling, directly to Bernard White, because that's where it actually counts. You could call us up for the next 10 years, tell him this stuff.
Is Bernard listening tonight?
Possibly. I have no idea, but send him letters, call him up and tell him.
If he's not listening, somebody's going to give him a report on this.
But tell him anyhow. Tell him anyhow.
And you are entitled to tell him.
Right.
I wanted to ask you what happened to the fellow who took over the morning news program that had a nighttime program on Wednesday.
Is that Paul DiRienzo?
Yeah. Is he
he's still part of the news department, so he does news reports for them, and he does his show. I think it's called Let Him Talk, and it's on 3:30 to 5 or something?
On Wednesday, right?
It hasn't been on for a few weeks.
Well, I wanted to know who's coming back and who's not coming back, and whether there cannot be a folio sent out.
Well, that's one thing we all want, that's for sure. I hope
so
that's the first thing.
Let us know whose programs are on when.
That would be a great idea.
Very important.
Sooner the better.
And Bob?
Well, a fundraising set is coming up, you know.
Yeah.
I hope that your little cat is okay. I've been thinking of you, and I send you a lot of love. I send all of you my best wishes.
Thank you.
And Hampton and Bill Propp and Mike.
Please remember that I'm a person who is here to keep the station going. I'm not here to hurt anybody at any time.
Well, you
and
know,
I stand
we all know that by listening
to
you tonight.
Going.
We can tell that. I you know, I'm an AK, and being in that
yes.
personage of vintage and venerable age, I can say that I got worried when I heard that you were reaching out and saying, let's get the youth, let's get the youth. I thought this was such a youth-oriented country that everything is for the youth. And then that wonderful listener came on and said, what about the other
That's
demographic
right.
people who are disabled and who are... I fall into all of them. I'm divorced, I'm single, I'm Jewish, I'm disabled.
And you're young.
And, you still
and you're a young Alta Conca.
And I'm an AK.
Yeah.
So whatever demographics you're shooting for, I fall into that. So
mm-hmm.
I'll never be left out.
Well, you will be shot.
I will be shot. I send you my best wishes for a successful future.
Stay
and,
human.
And keep going.
Stay human above all things. Stay human.
I intend to.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
It's you. You're on the radio.
Hi. Hello, Bob Fass.
Hello.
Hello, everybody. This is Flowers.
Hello.
Hello.
Flowers.
Yeah.
Is this not...
Yes, Sister Flowers. Elijah.
Yes, it is Flowers. I know.
How great thou art, everybody.
Jeez.
I have two suggestions. I called to subscribe during Bernard's show, and I only did the membership. And I'm only going to do the membership until I see from the meeting that the plan that says we could determine what happens with the money we raise here instead of sending it to some national headquarters is used here. So I understand there's almost nothing left in terms of equipment, tapes, et cetera, and so forth. You know, CD player's not working, whatever. Until we've got a plan in place that says we get to use our money that we raise, because one scintillating fact that did not escape me was before the December coup, Bernard and everyone in Samori's name raised $1 million almost.
Mm-hmm.
We called it the $1 million
fundraiser. First public broadcasting station in the country that ever did that.
And
that
then
up
they
in
did that and was going to say, you know, we were losing money.
That scared them.
We were losing money.
Yeah.
I mean, it was such a blatant lie.
Well, not only did we raise $1 million, but in fact, at that point, I am given to understand that we broke even here. And that's when they came in and took it all away. That's what scared them. You know?
No, there was a black. They were in the black.
Yes,
now,
the
I just want to say, the concerned friends for WBAI meetings, we had a financial group who was trying to get a plan together to let us handle our own money and reduce. Because when Mary Berry was chairman, they raised the amount of money that we had to send to the national
right.
headquarters. I think it was like 3%, which is something ridiculous. And instead of letting them take our money, that we determine what we do with our money. Until such a plan is in place, I suggest to everybody that they do a basic membership of $50. Because when we raised our money in good faith with Bernard, and they fired us, and banned us.
mm-hmm.
There's no reason I should ever trust him again and think this is not just another ploy to get our money.
No. Please listen. They're trying to develop it now through the planning group that the money comes to the station. They get theirs, and the percentage will be sent to the Pacifica National Board. That's what
also Leslie
Kagan.
Leslie Kagan is right on the case.
That's right.
She
Leslie
really
Kagan.
Wants to do this, and she's very effective, and she means what she says.
I understand all that, and I also understand that they're not getting more than a penny until I see it in place.
Well,
the other thing I want to suggest in getting people to whatever is that you write a little note or give a little card or whatever it says BAI and the show you're suggesting. That you write a little note for them when you say it and write 99.5 FM, that you don't just say it to them so that they have a mental note or whatever written to remember to try and tune in or they'll hit it one day. And that's my suggestion.
Sister Flowers,
yes.
If you have the time, would you come?
I will send all that to Bernard.
Yes,
but you know I love you guys. Let's End is the Base Foundation. Hello. Were you at Gregory Corso that night, Mr. Fass?
What's that?
Gregory Corso?
Yeah, at the poetry thing at the place that closed.
No, Robert
Knight was the host.
No.
Night of Poetry.
No, Gregory Corso was on my program, but I've never read publicly with him.
Oh.
Although I did read his poetry publicly.
I know, it's great.
With David Amram.
All the great work.
David Amram is coming up next week.
Wow.
What's next week?
Next week, David Amram is coming up.
Where?
To Radio Unnameable, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I break out. I was there, but I don't believe them, and I'll never believe them again. So that's all I wanted to say is,
well,
until they prove that they deserve my money, I'm taking a basic membership, so we've got it in place that they can never do this again through money.
Thank you.
Okay.
Mercy and justice.
Of course, but I'm also using my money. I'm no longer mad. I'm getting even.
Thank you.
Love you, bye.
Love you, too.
WBAI 99.5 FM in Nueva York, coming off of Radio Unnameable with Bob Sass, as always, putting it out there the way that it should be done. This is Ibrahim Gonzalez. Stay tuned. Coming up next, in the moment.
I would like to give a shout out to all the prisoners throughout the world.
As the prison population explodes, the authorities have an excuse for abuse, transferring inmates without warning from one prison to another, allegedly in search of an available bed. Your mail or commissary won't be forwarded, and just keeping in touch becomes a challenge. Stay in contact with the Prisoner Shoutout Line, broadcasting your voice messages every Saturday afternoon in Radio Free Aaron about 3:05 and ending in the Gut Bucket Matinee. There's a repeat broadcast Tuesday morning around 1:40 a.m. in Person to Person.